This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and you know what time it is, Robbie?
4:22.
It is 4:22, but it's also time for us to dive into the country. That's right, it's Country Cousins on Joy. Each and every week, Robbie and I chat to Damien Stevens Todd and find out what's happening in regional Victoria for LGBTIQA plus communities. And today we're heading to Ballarat. Hey Damien, how's it going?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very good. So you've recovered from out in the open then. You've had your big weekend in Shep.
I have. We have. It was a wonderful weekend. Thank you for being part of it.
Oh, absolute pleasure. But there's no time to rest on our laurels, is there? Because now, this weekend, we're heading to the Rat.
Indeed. The Frolic Festival begins in Ballarat.
Yep. From the 8th to the 13th of November, the Queer Regional Arts and Cultural Festival in Ballarat is kicking off. And it sounds absolutely fantastic.
Indeed, it is a week long, right through until the following Wednesday, the 14th, and there are so many inclusive events for the whole community to attend. I think we should just talk about a few of the key ones. What do you reckon?
Oh, why not? Why not dive into some of your top tips?
All right, so the Frolic Art Show is a wonderful chance to see art produced in the local Ballarat region, of course, by LGBTIQA+ artists. Held the exhibition at the old sheriff's office on Camp Street for the entire week.
And that actually kicks off on the Thursday, which is also the festival opening, yeah?
It does indeed. And you're exactly right. Yep.
I'm juggling, you see. I've got the press release in one hand and I've got the guide in the other. So
don't worry, Damien. Dean loves it when people tell him he's right. So you've done us all a favour. Thank you.
Let's talk about the next one, the Ballarat Frolic Festival Ball. That will be a great night.
Oh, I love that.
Saturday, the 10th of November, it's a formal event and the theme is Under the Sea.
Oh, I reckon there's going to be quite a few mermaids and Ursulas for that one. Oh, that'll be good. Do we have good weather for this weekend?
Let's hope so. It was lovely in Shepparton, but there was rain either side of our festival. Let's hope it's the same for Ballarat. No rain.
Because if nothing else, you could just wear your swimmers and a top hat and a little bit of makeup and you'll be fine.
That's right. Under the sea. Or come as Titan, King Titan.
Oh,
you know,
that's a good one.
Little speedos and a prick. A prickly thing, you know. Like yeah.
I'm hoping that there's going to be plenty of synchronized swimming on that dance floor.
It's going to be great. Get along to it.
What about the next day?
And then
day?
On the Sunday, once you recover on the Sunday morning, there is a frolic festival, picnic day, rainbow families, allies, everyone from the rainbow, a picnic lunch with food trucks, music and other entertainment. Sounds like a bit of a carnival to me.
Oh, that's so great. That kicks off from 12 at Alfred Deakin Place, which is absolutely awesome.
It does. And if people want to, you know more, I'm sure you'll give them the website. But there are lots of other events, including garden tours, a trivia night, a craft and noon, history walks, brunch, and even fast friends speed dating. So there really is something for everyone.
There's tons.
At the Frolic Festival.
Absolutely. Now, you can get your tickets and info at frolicfestival.org. That's F-R-O-L-I-C. Frolicfestival.org is where you can get all your info. There really is tons. There's Thursday, Friday, there's so much happening. Saturday, Monday and Tuesday, you've got cabaret. You've got so much going on. And it's so great that we've got this kind of massive regional celebration for all the LGBTI people in Ballarat and beyond, isn't it?
It sure is. And for people who just want to go along for the week, there's a festival pass you can buy, access to all of the events, pick and choose as you will. It's a wonderful package and you know, a great place to check out down in Ballarat next week.
And one of the things I always think everyone should go to is when there are speed dating events at these kind of things, because they're just great ways to engage and connect with lots of different people from the communities. That's one of the things I love about the regional Pride celebrations is it's this melting pot of just loveliness and all these people, and you get to go and have a good natter and a really good time. So why not dive on in?
That's it.
All right, Damien, thank you so much once again for taking the time to chat to us. You're on Country Cousins on Joy. Now, if you have an event that's going on that you want people to know about, you can jump onto Facebook where Country Cousins on Joy is actually located. And that shows lots of events that are happening in regional Victoria and beyond for our LGBTIQA+ communities. And if you've got an event that you can let Damien know via that, and we can share that here on air or with everyone all over the place. Damien, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, and we will chat to you next week. You're on MAB Wednesday on Joy 94.9. Robbie, do you feel like a bit of fire?
Oh, I'm on fire right now, Dean.
It's time for some Peking duck. Oh, I love a bit of Peking duck. Maybe some fried rice with it.
You've been listening to a MAB Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.